This is high school football on Giant FM.
Ready to begin the second period from McCann Stadium. New Powell 46, Shelbyville nothing. Let's check on Triton and Cecina.
At halftime, Cecina 13, Triton Central nothing. And they've gotten two touchdowns long, one by Baker and one by Messer, a 37-yard touchdown just before the half. Cecina, again, 13, Triton Central nothing at halftime.
They've switched ends of the field. Shelbyville second down and 10 and trying to run Matt Merritt. And Merritt back to the line of scrimmage, nothing more. It's going to bring up a third down and 10.
This end of the field will get some work now, John.
It's been craning our necks to the left most of the night. Shelbyville still shuffling guys, getting set offensively. Plenty of time on the play clock. It's at 12. Stevens with Merritt off his right shoulder awaiting the snap. Riley gets it, rolls right, throws on the run. A diving effort and nearly, but not quite. It's incomplete, and Shelbyville with fourth down will have to look to punt.
Fourth and nine now for the Bears, ball down 14.
So the punting unit onto the field. Luciano had one blocked earlier. And New Powell, maybe not as dramatically, but looking for pressure off that left end and the right end of the Shelbyville offense as Luciano steps that way in the soccer-style kick. He'll jog that way, get this punt off, and it will take a Shelbyville roll after hitting around the 36 and be down by the Bears closer to midfield at the 48, and New Powell will start on the Golden Bear side of the 50-yard line. Our football coverage on Giant FM Sports brought to you by Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond, leading good government through fiscal responsibility by Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and More. Homegrown values, modern style, timeless quality. Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and More since 1936. New Powell football, first and 10, Dragons up by 46, opening minute of this second period. Neely to throw, pumps, now looks downfield and a little bit underthrown. Hunter Deaton on the coverage for Shelbyville. He didn't know where the football was, and that ball ended up falling closer to his back than to the New Powell receiver. Riker Large, the intended receiver. And we were kind of talking about the New Powell naming.
Who's naming these kids over there?
Riker, we have Max and Hook. Of course, Maximus Gizzy, yeah. We'll see on the basketball court later on, but there's more.
Yeah.
Strong, sort of.
Cade Large, Riker Striker Large. Man.
Kind of Vikingish names, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
A run off the right side.
Ball carrier, Skyler Pickett.
Skyler Pickett for Shelbyville going to get credit for the tackle, and Neely with, at least for tonight, what is a rare run, takes it down to the 41-yard line and brings up a third down and two. Shelbyville showing blitz, Spiegel the run, up the middle, look out. Into the secondary, hit at the 17-yard line, and finally his momentum carries him and a would-be tackler down to the 11 for a gain of 30.
Sims, that would-be tackler, is able to get him down. And Spiegel busts off another long one.
And Spiegel this time feeling for room off the left side. Patient run and then burrows his way through a tackler at the goal line. Touchdown. 11 yards out. Touchdown on the board, 186 on 12 carries, and another rushing touchdown tonight for Charlie Spiegel. Five of those, we told you he needed six to tie the New Powell single-season record. So he's one away from that. Crops extra point. It's good again. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard. 10-10 left to play, first half. New Powell 53, Shelbyville nothing on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Football being brought to you by Color Palette, your trusted home improvement team. New Pal 53, Shelbyville nothing. I'm Johnny, he's Jason. We watch football, we talk about it. It's what we do on Friday nights, and right now we're taking a look at a New Pal Dragons team that, if there's not a long postseason run for this bunch this year, I would be shocked.
Yep.
Kickoff return across the field, out the 16-yard line by Shelbyville's Matt Black, and the Bears offense on the field at the 16.
Matt Black on the return, back to Cook on the tackle for the Dragons.
Speaking of postseason, next Sunday, the sectional draw. I don't have the time here in front of me. Next Sunday, we'll have coverage for you, though, on Giant FM Sports. One thing about sectionals, especially football, because there's more venues you can go to, always wonder what restaurant maybe we'll be able to hit if we get a road trip somewhere. Used to go south, and we'd always look for pie in Milan. Good pie.
Good
at
pie.
The reservation in Milan. Three receivers to the right. Halfback offset to the right end of the line, and Shelbyville with first down and 10. Stevens rolling, throwing, and picked off at the 20. Return to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, New Pal.
Luke Ely, starting linebacker, senior. Interception and return for a touchdown.
For a touchdown by the Dragons.
20-yard return for touchdown by New Pal. And the lead balloons to 59-0, pending the extra point. New Pal quickly on the field. Crop is set. Holder. Snap on the way. Kick on the way. And good. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard with 9:55 left to go in the first half. It is a 60-0 New Pal lead. The numbers are astronomical. I mean, when you look down the records involving New Pal football, like any other program, you'll see something from 2000, something from 1985, but it is becoming increasingly the norm to find every record for New Pal sometime in the last 5-6 years under Kyle Ralph, and many of them are going to be set by this team on the offensive side.
Well, Ralph has said this is his best team in 6 years, that he is 7 years that he's been there. And New Pal's always had a strong football program, but lately, with the size of the school getting bigger each year, the football program has grown and become even more dominant. I can remember back in the late 80s, they had some really good 2A, 3A teams, but not to this level, not to where they are now.
Ready for a Shelby Materials kickoff. Merritt and Black back deep to receive. It'll be Merritt at the 5. Tucks it under the left arm and lowers the shoulder, gets hit, upended, and turned over to the 17. Golden Bear offense on the field, first and 10. High school football tonight is being brought to you by Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life, and by Cagney, something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's in Shelbyville.
Bears start first and 10 at their own 17.
17-yard line for the Golden Bears, still relatively early in this second period. Stevens at QB, calls out, gets the snap, gives to Merritt, and Matt up the middle, bowling over a couple of tacklers. beyond the 20 to the 22. It'll be a gain of 5, and Brody Luker of New Pal getting credit on the tackle.
Good run there by Merritt. Kept his legs driving forward, took two defenders with him, and it took a third Dragon to bring him down. Nice run by Matt.
Ball just across the 22, second down and 5. Miltz came left, now moves right into the slot as a second wide receiver. Stevens on a read pass option, showed the ball to Merritt, eventually let it go through, and Shelbyville is going to lose yardage, about 4 on the run play. That New Pal defense is quick enough. You just don't have time to think about your options. You've got to make one and make it quick and hope that it gets you going somewhere.
Yep.
Back to the 19 goes as a loss of 3. Third down and 8 for the Golden Bear offense. Two receivers here near side, one to the far right, and Merritt up the middle, surging, taking on tacklers. Ball popped out. And New Pal has recovered. Merritt actually carried beyond the 25. The ball kicked out behind him. And New Pal recovers it at the 23-yard line. And for the Golden Bears now, if you count the blocked punt, even though it was a transition of the football anyway, that goes down as turnover number 6. Dragons football, first and 10, and looking to build on a 60-0 lead. Neely to throw, complete, out to the left side, and tackle made there. I think going to be shy of the first down.
Eastus on the left side there, a couple yards short. Good tackle by the Bears, Elijah Sims. That's unofficially, I've got him down for 3 tackles tonight.
Goes for 8, 89 passing yards for Neely so far. Hand off for Spiegel. Shelbyville catching him from behind and bringing him down, and it's Neely. Oh, I lost. 3 guys tackle Spiegel. I followed it, but the quarterback Neely on the keeper found room to the opposite side and takes it in from 15.
Well, Shelbyville's defense kind of had that thought that you had. It's going to go to Spiegel. Neely knew that, saw it, kept it, and had a wide open run off the left side of his line. All he had to do was outrun one guy, and he had a touchdown.
Well, last week in a 76-7 win at Greenfield, New Pal scored 69 in the first half. They have 67 here with 6 minutes on the clock, and the clock is continuing to run after the extra point is good. On the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, New Pal now with a 67-0 lead. Coming up at halftime, brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytle. We'll check some of the numbers from our game here, scores from around the area, and we'll likely talk with American Insurance agent. American Family Insurance agent John Lytle will join us in the booth coming up the break. Shelbyville next week on the road will play at Mount Vernon, finish the regular season here at home when they take on Pendleton Heights. New Pal with another Shelby Materials kickoff. Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. The approach and the kick on the way. It'll be Merritt for the Bears. Bobble at the 5. It lands right in front of him. He picks up a convenient hop and is able to return it to the 18-yard line. So the Bears offense back out onto the field as the clock runs here with 4:30 left to go first half.
Bears start first and 10 at their own 18.
It's really an historic season for both programs in many ways. It's just unfortunate for the Bears. They're on the other end of that. First and 10, Shelbyville. Stevens at QB, the snap, the give to Matt Merritt, and as soon as Merritt had the ball, he had a new pal defensive lineman right in his face, and he's knocked back 3 yards at the 15.
Matt Merritt, the ball carrier, lost on the play.
12 carries, 11 yards for Merritt on the night. And Shelbyville's contributed to its woes, some turnovers, and some of kind of the unforced variety, not like pressure in the quarterback's face and a throw that went awry because of that, but when you're playing New Pal, you're always feeling pressure. Second and 13, Stevens rolling right, throws it downfield, and incomplete. Defensive back saw the ball first, gave it a jump. It was above him, but Stevens really with just kind of a flip downfield that was a jump ball for either guy. Third and 13 for the Bears offensively. And the clock down under 3 minutes. Stevens at quarterback, Merritt off his left shoulder in the backfield, four wide receivers, the give to Matt Merritt, and he'll burrow his way forward, getting to just shy of the 20-yard line, and it will bring up a fourth down and a putting situation for the Bears.
Matt Merritt, the ball carrier, David Jones in on the tackle, fourth down now for the Bears.
Ball Michael Luciano on to punt. He'll stand at his 10 awaiting the snap. New Pal return man waiting for this one at the SHS 45. Not much pressure. Luciano gets away a higher kick this time. It hits at the Shelbyville 48. And again, a roll for the Bears, who have had a very good punting unit this year. And it will roll to the New Pal 42. Dragon football at that spot, leading 67 to nothing with a minute 45 and counting here in the first half. They've got the drop outside the football field tonight. If you've got a ticket and you drop in the right spot near that helmet they're going to put out there, you could win some good money tonight.
Yeah, good strategy to keep everybody around till the end of the game. That will happen after the game's over tonight.
New Pal rushing the football with the quarterback this time, and a late flag comes in after a scrap a bit downfield.
Luke Canfield with the ball carrier, or with the run there, he snuck in there and took the direct snap.
Only the third carry for the guy who rushed for 1,700 yards a year ago. And the personal foul against Shelbyville at the end of the play being walked off into Golden Bear territory. And pushes the ball down to the Shelbyville 37-yard line. 52.6 seconds left, and we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. Final minute of play, first half. New Pal leading 67-0 on Giant FM Sports.
Equipment has been serving the needs of our agricultural community for well over 100 years. Koenig Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Greenfield, has a great inventory of used combines now available. And during Koenig's Combine Blitz promotion, now through October 1st, you can save on their reduced pricing, amazing finance rates, whole goods credit, parts and service credits, 50-50 warranty with 3 annual inspections included. For more details on how Koenig Equipment can save you money when you purchase a used combine, see or call Tony or Andy. 317-462-5585 today.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
New Pal with a final effort to drive here late in the first half. First and 10 after a Shelbyville personal foul penalty. Dragons are up 67 and giving the ball to Spiegel with a burst off the left side. Runs into his own wide receiver blocking downfield. Barrels him over and carries it down to the 16-yard line for a gain of 21.
First down for the Dragons, ball down
You know who Spiegel reminds me of, and you may not, you weren't here yet, but if anybody remembers, Sheridan used to have a really dominant 2A football program. They had a kid named Brett Law, who was a running back there, went on to IU. Spiegel's built just like Brett Law.
And Charlie Spiegel is in again with a touchdown.
I can't even get a story in before Spiegel scores again.
Wow. 21 yards out. Spiegel on the board. And that is a tie for the New Pal scoring record. And the buzzer actually goes off as New Pal is kicking the extra point because the clock is running. But they run the play. They finish it off successfully. And we go to halftime at McCann Stadium. Widest margin at halftime ever faced by a Golden Bear football team, trailing New Palestine 74-0 on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard.